Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Patey bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We are having a great visit with our good friend, Wally Bach. Wally is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours. More than 17 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an expert at helping you get published. Writing a book with Wally.com, right, Wally?
That's it.
How many you got a lot of folks who've got their books in print thanks to you since you've been doing this, and I want to congratulate you on that. You and I are talking about the future of books, the future of physical books, also the future of nonfiction books, and or nonfiction I should say. And one thing that you and I have not talked about, we've got a little series going on here over the last couple of three visits. We've not talked about is the news, the press.
Right.
Journalism. Journalism is allegedly nonfiction, right? It's supposed to be nonfiction. And that's journalism has fallen on hard times, hasn't it?
Well, I think it's fallen on change, or change has fallen on it. I go back. God, it's getting on to like 15 years now. And one of the press associations had me in to keynote an event for them about how the internet was going to affect the news stuff.
And you told them they got that on computer now, right?
Yeah, the internet's on computers now. Thank you, Homer Simpson, my favorite philosopher. But we knew pretty much at the start when, you know, the internet started to take off, we knew pretty much that it was going to change this thing. And it was going to do some stuff that changes one of the fundamental features of journalism for the last 200 and some years. And that's that for that period of time, if you had the newspaper in a town, whether that town was New York City or
Chicago,
Stephenville, Texas, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Diamondbacks, Texas, right.
You had the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You could control.
You had power,
in a way, and you could get away with.
And you could abuse it.
And you could abuse it.
And often did.
But what we knew 15 plus years ago is that when journalism shifted over, when the internet came along, that franchise was going to go, and so newspapers would have to come up. Newspapers and the rest of journalism
right.
have to come up with another way to do things.
They got caught up in the age of the customer.
I think we are in the middle of that right now.
Yeah, it's the same thing happened to the press, the journalism, that happened to everybody else with the advent of the age of the customer. And I agree with that. And the thing is though is that it is lamentable that there isn't more editing. But as I say that, I also remind people, something you said along the lines of what you said earlier, there was an awful lot of corruption in media years ago. There's a book called Witness to a Century by George S. Sellers. I'm looking at my copy right now, where he reported something at the end of World War I that if it had been published, would have prevented Hitler from ever being able to rise to power, and his publisher, his newspaper, would not print it.
Mm-hmm.
He's convinced that had his story been told, the Wilhelm at the end of World War I told him out of his mouth, we couldn't, the reason we lost was, he said, why did you lose? Was it because of the Jews? He said, no, we lost because we couldn't beat the Americans. That never got published. He said if it had gotten published, Hitler would have had a harder time rising to power. So the point is there's always been corruption in the media. And I think there is, and you know, bad behavior. But now we've got, we don't have enough editors, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, I think both editors, and I think the one thing that journalism has done really almost uniquely American or North American is it's been the way that we found out stuff that people who were doing bad didn't want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether those people were politicians mm-hmm. or, you know, or corporate titans or criminals or whatever. What I worry about is you take a place like the New York Times, which has a whole bunch of really good reporters, and you start diminishing the resources that you put into that gathering mm-hmm. and investigative stuff.
Investigative reporting has taken a hit much more than anything, hasn't it?
That's been, I mean, since Watergate, everybody's wanted to be an investigative reporter.
Right.
What I see now is I see journalists going back to the old beat model.
Yeah.
Except that they're not necessarily at a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Tampa Business Journal has a part called Biz Women. It's about women in business mm-hmm. itself. And it has several absolutely first-rate writers cranking out stories on that specialty. Now, that's the old beat, except it's not,
right.
you know, going down to the police station mm-hmm. and so forth.
Well, I think what you're saying, what you said in the beginning is really the truth. It's not so much bad as it is just change, just different.
And it's going to be, yeah, you don't have much choice on that. Our thing is to try to figure out which of the different pieces are the good ones to keep.
My last thought is be sure to seek the context, not just the content. Wally, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.